from KQED.
A couple years ago, Matt Levin, who's a data and housing reporter for Cal Matters, was in Dolores Park in San Francisco.
And I was talking to people who were like smoking weed in Dolores Park and just asking them about their housing situations.
And Matt noticed that a lot of them had something in common.
Young professionals in their 20s working for Facebook or other tech companies or the city of San Francisco, or they had jobs, they had real jobs. A ton of them lived at home.
Young adults have lived with their parents since forever. But now, because California's housing crisis is so crazy, richer, whiter areas of the state are seeing families shacking up for longer. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to The Bay.
It's high.
It's a lot of people.
Here's what Matt Levin found when he looked at the census data on this. 37% of Californians between 18 to 34 years old are living with their parents. That's about 3.5 million people.
What's driving the increase in young people staying at home?
So, a few factors. First and foremost, housing costs. So it is definitely more expensive to live independently than it used to be.
In the Bay Area, we're the most screwed, which might not be a surprise. The median home price is still more than $800,000. A one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco is about $3,500. San Jose, $2,500, and Oakland not too far behind that.
And because of that, people are choosing to stay with their parents longer. The cost of higher education is also playing a role here. California has a very robust community college system. It has a very robust public higher education system with the CSUs and the UCs. And a lot of people who live at home are enrolled there. And as the cost of those institutions increase, it becomes more and more financially logical to stay at home while you're going to school. And a huge chunk of the people who do live at home in this age group are going to school, about 40%. But then I think there is just kind of a generational shift here where, you know, it used to be once you turn 18, the expectation was, you know, get the hell out of my house, right? And that's just not the case really anymore. Things have just changed. Parents are increasingly tolerant of that living arrangement, and so are their adult children.
I think the easy answer to why more young people are living at home is because the cost to live in California is so damn expensive. But can you help me understand what else is going on?
Part of that can be explained by where people in California in this age group are still living with their parents. And there's kind of two flavors to it. The first flavor is it's primarily driven by housing costs. It's these basically suburbs of incredibly, incredibly expensive cities. In the Bay Area, that's places like Cupertino and Saratoga, where in that area, over 50% of 18 to 34-year-olds live with their parents. Those young Californians are trying to avoid the insane cost of living that accompanies living in the Bay Area. Then there's this kind of other flavor, which is lower-income households and multi-generational households, where they're trying to kind of put all their resources together to get by. You see really high rates of young people living at home in places like Merced County and Fresno County and Imperial County, which is one of the poorest parts of the state, in the southeast tip by San Diego. And it's especially true of places where there's a big concentration of Latino households.
There's data showing that Latino and Hispanic families have been living at home more often than any other demographic in California. What are some reasons why Latino and Hispanic young people are living at home?
Sure. So first and foremost, they're more likely to have an immigrant in the household. If you have an immigrant in the household, at least in the data that I ran, you were significantly more likely to be living with your parents, even if that immigrant wasn't your mom or your dad, if it was just someone else living in the house. And Latino households, there tend to be more immigrants in Latino households than in white households, for example. So I spoke to Jessica Hardy, who's a professor of sociology at Hunter College in New York, who studies the living arrangements of young people, and particularly young people of color. And she introduced this term that I hadn't really heard of before called familism. I'm actually not exactly sure how to say it.
Yeah, I saw that in your story, and I didn't know how to pronounce it myself.
Yeah.
What's it mean?
So it means basically that you have a higher sense of obligation to your family. And she said that was particularly true of Latino households nationally and in California, at least in some of the survey data that she looked at. But then also for other communities of color, too. She said African Americans and Asian Americans also exhibited higher rates of familism. I feel like I'm totally butchering that. But I think there is a cultural difference in some of the stigma attached to living with your parents past a certain age. Where in Latino households, it's more of a normal thing. It's not just about income. It's not just about younger people contributing financially to the household, which is definitely important, but there's also certain cultural factors at play.
I'm not surprised in a way that people of color and children of immigrants are more likely to live at home, because I know about the pressure in immigrant families for young people to stay close to home and share in family obligations, for example. But then there is that financial part of it. They're less likely to have access to generational wealth, which I would imagine is a really big part of being able to leave home.
That's exactly right. And I think it's important to keep in mind, especially with some of the places in the Central Valley and Inland Empire where you do see really high rates of young people living at home, that it is typically the case that they are contributing financially to paying for rent or paying for the mortgage, which is more and more a really, really high burden for those families to afford.
Well, at the end of the day, the people who are living in the wealthier areas are probably more likely to leave home eventually and maybe with a lot of support from parents. What do you think this says about generational wealth in California?
That's a good question. It's a really good question. I think it does reinforce the point that if you're fortunate and privileged enough where your parents are homeowners,
right,
and will allow you to stay in the house, that you have kind of a step up, right? You can take advantage of that by staying there, saving up yourself, and then buying a house probably with mom and dad's help.
Yeah, totally.
Too. Whereas it's a very different story if you're staying there, pitching in on rent, pitching in for the mortgage. It's another example of how, you know, some communities you're born into a much better place than others.
I was also thinking of the foreclosure crisis and the people of color who were really disproportionately hit during that time. And like this idea of we hold on to wanting to buy property as like the way to succeed or the way to get ahead in this country. And in California, for people of color, that's been a hell of a setback.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And the cruel irony to that, too, is that homeownership rates for Latinos and especially African Americans peaked right before the foreclosure crisis. And they have yet to recover, especially African American homeownership. That continues to actually decline. So you're exactly right. A house is still the primary vehicle for wealth accumulation in California. And if you don't have it, you're in trouble in building not only wealth for yourself, but wealth for your children.
Black and brown people have always struggled to own property in this country. There have been a lot of racist and institutional barriers that have prevented them from doing so, like redlining, bad loans, the lack of generational wealth we talked about. So you have to wonder, when you see younger white people having trouble moving out of these richer neighborhoods, what kind of chance does that leave people of color in California? Matt Levin is a data and housing reporter with CalMatters. He also hosts the Gimme Shelter podcast. We'll link to that show in our episode notes, and we'll also have a link to Matt's original story on this. It has a lot more data and maps on where young people are living with their parents in California. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. Talk to you Wednesday.